Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
You look better without the jumper on, if I'm honest.
Well, yeah, but I'm honestly so cold in here for some reason. I'm like sperm, but cold. I think I've got sunstroke.
Look at those cheeks on him.
Oh, you sure? Right? I thought you'd been riding. You had a helmet on.
Yeah, but I sat out. I didn't ride that much. Just sat out in the sun.
Oh, you just had doubt.
Right, well, we've started, and I don't know what episode it is, because it's been another month to 2 months since we did one.
We're just shit useless. I was going to say a bad word there when it comes to podcasting, but we are.
We're proper.
It's a shame. It's gone downhill a bit, isn't it?
It's because we're stuck getting paid.
No, I think that does make a difference. Well, if we pursued episodes and actually delivered on episodes, chances are we'd get some sponsors, Bill, but you're away a lot. I'm here actually a lot, not
yeah,
doing a lot.
And every time I've asked you, what's your answer
every
been?
Every time I am here and I say she'll do it, no.
Yeah, but I've fucking got a life and all. When you're in England, you're not doing anything, you're just floating around. I actually have like shit I've got to do.
No, you unless you're feeling feel, you just say nah.
You've been very in the mood today. You phoned me and it was the first thing you said.
Well, I just thought it would tie in, but actually it wouldn't have tied in, but only because I couldn't then go to Loughborough and do what I was going to do. It tied in.
So. How long we got you for? Were you on a time scale or anything?
Yeah, I am. No, you were on a time scale today.
Yeah, no, but we've got
more than an hour, so you'd be bored in 40 minutes anyway.
Looking
for the exit. But you reckon you've got a full hour in you? Buckle up, everybody.
Where should we start then?
Aloe vera on my cheeks. Are they glowing or not?
Yeah, very. You do look like a glowing.
Been at the track all day today. Probably.
How did your ribs feel?
Ribs feel, they're like, they didn't get worse as the day went on. And when I rode last weekend on the Saturday, I'd done like 3 laps and I was like, whoa, not too bad. And then when I started getting a couple of little holes, it got really painful. Worse. Today, just plateaued, just like, didn't get worse. Actually now, it got painful last session and today's all right. Oh no, now it's all right. So I think we're back on the bike now. I took my bike and I'm going to ride tomorrow. So...
Where are you going to ride tomorrow?
Ashby.
Keith.
Ride or not?
I'm thinking about it, to be honest.
Keith is good on a Saturday. I went 2 Saturdays
see
ago.
See how nice you've been to us. Are you going for breakfast first? Weekend. Cafe's open.
I'd be keen for a cafe and a
could
a
do
watch.
It all, yeah, could do it all. Oh, cafe watch, yeah. Because then I could do what? I've already filmed a bit of video. I could like fill in that and then bosh and then I'd have a vlog. Do you know what I mean?
Any B-roll? You done any B-roll?
Yeah, done a bit of B-roll, even though you slate every time.
Ed's not happy with your B-roll. I've had a full description of how you do B-roll.
Well, last video was all that, wasn't it?
B-roll is the fill-in bits of a vlog, for those that don't know. It's like the slow-mo bits, like where like you had a bit of music and it's like boo, boo, like nice and that. And Ed reckons that Tommy's not very good at filming it.
I watched one of your last ones and you've done a lot of that. And you even said, oh, I'm happy with that, the way I've done that. It's more vloggy vlog life. But it takes time, doesn't it? Fucking about filming your toast pop up out of toaster and then fucking pressing the coffee machine and then throwing
a
fucking pod in the coffee machine and then filming you opening the door.
It makes your life, your day takes quite a long time to get going.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's like pure vlog.
To get it really effective, you need to film a lot, like a lot.
Yeah, because a lot goes in the bin.
Yeah, but like the videos go really good. Like, wow, that's good, but it's... fucking 16 clips from the space of fucking 10 minutes of a drive.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like today I went to the track, I'd done a session and I just pulled the camera out and spoke, and I know there's not a lot there, but it's just, fuck, I'm just trying to make something happen. You get more, you're into it more than me, aren't you? You quite like that side of it.
Mm. I think you've been into it until you've hurt yourself, and then now you've...
Yeah, I was, put it, I'm a lot more into it if I'm happy. When you're not feeling that great, it's hard to then get your camera out and start feeling little fucking B-roll because you just think, oh, I'm useless. I'm a shit man. Pulling the camera out now and filming me opening the door is no good for anyone. And that's the last 12 weeks of my life. So
when was the last time we did a podcast? What had happened? Did you race the race or anything?
No.
Probably after Super Enduro, was it?
Yeah, after Super Enduro, before my...
Before your crash?
I hadn't even had my first crash.
Yeah, you...
It was after Arena Cross.
And it was before Serbia.
Just before the British one, the one where you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed's still got a bad knee, if anyone was wondering.
I've got a bad knee that got worse, but now it's getting better.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised. You dedicate 18 hours a day towards rehab.
Yeah. I said that to Bill. He said, Ed's happier with his knee. I said, I should hope so. He's training more.
You
on
might
his
as
knee
well be at the Ronaldo. Red Bull Athlete Performance
Center. I mean,
You've done more than Ronaldo would do if he injured his knee.
Yeah, right, do you know what I've done this morning?
Massage, ice day.
No, gym first, all the exercises, then to physio, now back.
You're on the program. It helps.
You've had no game ready this afternoon, though, because being here all day.
Got game ready to do in the afternoon, evening, when it's swollen up.
I just bought a set of them shoes like that.
Shit.
Oh, he's been whinging all afternoon.
Right, these shoes I've got on.
They'll be all right for him.
Fantastic at the gym. Fantastic. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah.
At motocross track, shite.
Well, I'm planning on wearing mine at the gym.
Oh, good. I've walked out there.
Spent £150 on the medal.
I've just walked out there about from it. 20 metres. Every 20 metres, stones stuck clean in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to wear mine on stones.
Stones get stuck in the clouds.
Yeah, stones in the clouds.
What, in a gym, you rate them?
Rate them, yeah. Well, I've ran in them.
I've seen a few people in them lately, and I thought I might try them because they look a little bit cooler than a set of ASICs.
Yeah, I was going to get a set for track walking, and then Jamie McCartney said, no, stones get stuck in the clouds too easily. And I'm pleased I went for hookers instead.
Yeah, I've just confirmed stones get stuck in the cloud.
But I'm happy with my hookers. If any hard enduro people out there want to get some track walking shoes,
let's do some races. Who wants to go first on their season so far? Because they're both quite good.
Should get my motocross career out the way.
No, let's get your season
get
out.
Get it going. You might as well. I know you're both chomping at the bit. Come on,
Bill raced a race. Yes.
No, I reckon we got to save that so that they stay to the end of the podcast.
That's a good story. And there's a lot of videos. If you could, well, just good. I was showing some people today, and I said that's the second crash of that race there, and he's still running the bike. But we'll talk about that later. I don't know. Mine's quite a depressing story about my season so far.
No, it's been the
start crash.
There's been some ups and downs.
DNF. Start.
No, it's been good.
Shit. Start crash.
DNF. Crash. DNS. DNS. No, it is a bit annoying. It's frustrating because I trained more this winter, felt better. Shoulder hasn't really bothered me in the slightest on the bike, which is the first time in probably 3 years. So I felt better than I ever have. I was probably fitter than I have been the past 3 years. But then nothing really could go wrong before. And then this time, the race where I crashed, I was leading and it got red flagged. And in the restart, I got a bad start and then crashed.
We've done a podcast since then, because I remember.
No, I don't think so.
I think we have.
Oh, yeah, we have actually.
Because I remember you saying Conrad stole your gate and you got a bit angry.
Yeah, and then
we have done one podcast since you've been first hurt.
Oh, so Tommy's still injured as well, by the way.
Yeah, I'm still injured, but then everything went the way I couldn't have put a foot wrong. Like the couple of years before, I would have a crash, and then the race would get red flagged, and then I'd sail off with the whole shot in a second restart, and then this year, opposite way round. And then I've had a couple of big crashes whilst on the Honda, sort of rolled out of it a bit sore, and then I've had a couple on the Cowie, and each one's
bit me.
Yeah, I think... The second crash wouldn't have hurt. It's only that the same area was obviously still a little bit sore, and then that's re-injured that area. But it's been 10 days since that crash now, and I rode again today, and a bit better. Like, I could tolerate it. And I think now, if I was in a, like, championship situation, I could push through this weekend, get a half-sensible result, but I'm not going to because I'm just fucking...
This weekend is MX Nationals. You racing that?
No, we've got MX Nationals in 2 days' time. It's Friday, MX Nationals Sunday, and then we got a weekend off and then Hawkstone, so I'll just race Hawkstone, that's British Championship.
Oh, there's a British Championship at Hawkstone this year?
Yeah, we've got three left. So it's a shame the way my year's gone, but it's almost like I'm at the point now where I don't want to race this weekend, struggle to get a top 10, and then hurt myself worse, and then just ruin the whole season.
Just go indoors only.
Yeah, who would have thought I'd be like a supercross specialist?
Are you going to do this? World Supercross?
I don't know. I'm entered at this point.
Are you
time.
Actually?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I'm entered, but I'm not mentally ready. I'm not in the headspace.
When is it?
I seen on it's July 1st.
Oh, this time?
It'd be up on the arena cross track.
I was going to say, get on the skid steer now. We'll do arena cross tomorrow morning. I'll do it with you.
I was thinking that because we could. The track's pretty good. It doesn't really need a lot. It would take. If I spent 2 days in that, I'd have a pretty good. Messing about a pretty good supercross track to practice on.
I reckon I could drive the old skid.
There's a lot I'd want. We'll ride tomorrow morning before I leave.
Oh, it'd be dusting horrible around there.
Be like French though.
It's a little bit tricky because
he's injured still, remember?
No, oh, yeah, I could still I think I could injured. Do that.
He's trying
that would be less impact on my ribs. What hurts me at the minute is coming out the corners going day. Like then bump, so I'd be real cautious and then when I hit something
what about
get myself
set of whoops?
In like a funny position. Nah, the whoops I think would be alright. But
acceleration bumps on.
I sort of want to focus on one thing.
Yeah, what about a big dirty seat bounce?
Nah, I think it'd be alright. You don't seat bounce it like you seat bounce, you know what's coming.
Yeah,
you're it's not like seat bounce in a hole on a motocross track. You seat bounce at an edge and that hurts. Like
when you sit down and hit a bump, you don't expect quite it. Gradual. Even without being injured, it hurts.
I agree. Agreed.
So it's one of those, I don't want to commit to that. I would like to do an AMA National because now there's no riders left. So I reckon feeling...
Top three's on the go.
Top three's on the go at the minute. Give it another two rounds, I could win that.
The top seven was on the cards anyway. There's only six riders in it.
Yeah, I know, but another one's down.
Yeah,
so it's one of those things that I'd love to race a national this year because it'd probably be the last year I could do one. Maybe next year. But I don't feel that good.
But there's going to be five more riders. I'd like to race six more riders on the gate next year, so you might as well do it this year.
I'd like to race the World Supercross at Birmingham, but my head's not in the right headspace. And I just think you spread yourself too thin, I'll do even shitter.
Why don't we take Bill to a national as well?
That'd be good, wouldn't it? An AMA national. You'd qualify easy.
I feel like the track prep would suit me better than the Wednesday night in Wales track prep.
Yeah, I always knew Wednesday night in Wales was not a night for Bill. The track.
I did too. Are we starting it now? Should we
go for it?
Oh,
when they first announced the thing and it was a photo of Billy Bolt racing Raider, I just thought, fucking hell, look out. I just knew it was going to be.
I was always half keen for it and then Stan rang us on the Tuesday. And he's like, the real, obviously, because you obviously hadn't told
Sean
him
Simpson's
until Tuesday,
injured.
I was guessing.
Sean was out, I was out. No, I sort of kept him in the loop, but I was like, look.
Yeah, well, obviously, you must have confirmed, good. Well, like, and Stan's like, they're desperate for you to do it. But even before that, I was always thinking, oh, I'd actually quite like to do that. But I don't really have a motocross bike. Well, I've got a motocross bike, but it's a bit of a nail that hasn't really been maintained. I just kind of ride out Ed's once every few weeks. And, it hasn't really been looked at by a mechanic for an awful long time. So I just thought, well, I don't really have, what's the word, used supplies and much of a setup, much of an infrastructure in the UK at the minute to just go and pick and choose to do a motocross here or whatever. But anyway, I thought it's probably the last week I'm going to be in the UK for a while. So the last race, definitely I'm going to do in the UK for a good few months. The sun's out. I was happy with my two-stroke and how my hard injury was going. I actually rode motocross on Monday by home and I felt quite good. So I was like, let's go. Then we went, got the call Tuesday afternoon. I was actually on my way to go to Calm to ride my two-stroke. And then I decided to do it. I was like, oh, well, I better. Luckily, I had my motocross bike in the van. I was in the van, still dirty from Monday. It hadn't had an oil change at all in its life. I was like, well, I better come to yours first so you can at least wash it and change the oil before tomorrow. So didn't ride. Skipped a day on the two-stroke. Went and got my bike washed. Fresh oil, and then we went.
Any suspension changes before you got onto the track?
No.
Nothing?
No, because I did some tweaking. Because I've done a few races on the two-stroke, I've got a bit more understanding about how the new bike feels and stuff like that. So I did some tweaking on Monday. At Ironworks, and I was quite happy. I felt like I went in the right direction. And they're not even that many throughout the racing, to be honest.
Not every race?
No, well, I did
the
practice.
Only thing that he changed in between the races was just restraightening the front wheel on a post.
That was mid-race. I've got such a good clip. Wait till my vlog comes out. The crash, I've got
Did you get all the crashes off Matey?
Yeah, I got all of his, but...
Who's that? Darkroom? No.
No.
Enduro.
The best, yeah, the best part about all of it is you don't mention any of them, and then they just appear online.
Mm. No, I spoke to you for 40 minutes, and I didn't really get... I sort of got you out of crash, but I didn't know you nearly killed someone. How did that bloke just carry on like a big man didn't just whack him?
I screamed in midair. He knew I was coming. I was like, "Wah!" Because I thought this is going to be really bad.
You jumped on him.
Yeah, it was bad. I apologised.
His line was coming over slightly, and then obviously you sort of come across on him. But what was you thinking when you jumped left when the corner was?
Well, no,
right?
I was.
You was jumping.
I
back
didn't really
into
jump
line.
Left. I just jumped further than I was expecting. It wasn't that I jumped left.
What position was that for?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. You raced to the
crashed.
End.
That was race two. I'd already crashed by myself at that point.
The one at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
How many did you have in total? Five, six?
One the first race, two the second, none the third.
How many in practice?
None in practice.
Three crashes.
Not bad that night at all. No, more than three because I've got three on camera.
Where's the one where you like come across the? You're in the tapes, and was that first race?
That's first race when I hit the post. I thought them posts are really hard and don't. Well, I was like, can we go back to the track? The track conditions.
No, I agree
it
completely
was so
with you
slippy.
On the track
the
conditions.
The insides were so slippy. I've never experienced anything like it in my entire life. And I was coming around the final corner, and it was sliding a bit, and it was just starting to straighten up on us. And I was like, oh, that post there, I'll use that to keep us on the track. I'll hit the post.
Hit the post.
Oh, you tried to turn off the post.
I tried to just give it a little just to stay on the track. Anyway, straight over the bars.
What? Violent?
Well, yeah, just I kind of stayed on my feet. That's how I ran back to the bike so fast.
That's the best bit about all of your crashes, the speed in which you get up and run. Mm. As soon as you hit the deck, you're up and you're running.
When you pulled back on the track, you just pulled in front of
mate. Yeah, that was bad, really bad. I seen them coming and then I watched the video back and I thought, ooh, I fucked him up a bit there.
Luckily, he was just having a nice evening on his bike and he wasn't
And then
worried.
I come around the next lap and the post was snapped, so I'm guessing I actually snapped the post with my back wheel. But they're big. They're a bit big to be on the side of a motocross track, them posts.
They're not on most tracks.
No, well, I know that, but the
entertaining
girthy motherfuckers.
You're an entertaining fella.
So that was first race. Second race, crashed at the bottom of the hill and then jumped into Lado accidentally by mistake.
How he starts?
The first race, also got a video of it. My hand's not even on the handlebars when the gate drops.
Drops that quick?
Yeah. Which I knew because I watched your vlog last year and they did the same. But
did you watch it in preparation for your race?
Oh, that watched it having a coffee on Wednesday morning.
Wait, you thought I'll get some tips?
And then I watched the GoPro track preview.
Did you?
I was all in.
I knew when you was racing that race how the track conditions are. Like a track like Havre where you raced before, sandy, pretty good. You're going to muscle your
also
way around.
Also because
that
when I can twist a rut, I can just manhandle the bike and I'm... can just brute force keep it in, whereas the first two races especially, the track was so muddy, but not really ripped that deep at all. It just got so washy, and like it was eventually the slop slid to the outside. The inside third of the track was like an ice rink, and then the rut, you just couldn't trust it. It would blow through, and then you'd be like in 2 foot of slop, which I was just stood still because I was quite heavy. And
no, that track's difficult,
and it's tight as all the corner. Every corner's pretty tight,
and the rut's only like 2 inch coming into the rut. It's not deep. It's like 2 inch sort.
Well, the last
deep.
Two laps it got better. Like the last two races. Sorry, that's why my performance in the last two races was significantly better than the first two, and like really felt like I improved a lot by the end, which I was happy with. My self reflection was positive, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I think you done good.
I was happy. The last race...
I always knew you'd improve.
First three laps of the last race, I was actually, like, fucking really impressing myself. And then I did the triple.
Who was leading that race? Coolest.
Yeah. And Conrad crashed on the second lap. Or the first lap.
Him.
So I passed him. I think it was Coolest, John Adamson, Thornhill, then me. And, like, I was clinging on. Like, they weren't pulling for the two laps. And then the third lap, I was like, fuck it, I'm having the triple. Because the next few tight corners had got that rutty, I actually felt like I was gaining a little bit.
The triple don't count as a crash, does it? Because you just stayed on. But that was also an epic video.
Yeah, that was practice.
No, that don't count as
a crash.
That
wasn't a crash.
No, but it was fucking good entertainment.
So then third lap, pulled the triple, and I was like, I was so buzzing for like first few laps of the last race.
Was that the first time you cleaned it nice, the triple?
Yeah, in the last race. But I knew I would get it. Like, if it was a practice day, I think I'd do it most laps. It was just because I'd cased it pretty big in practice. Like, I went quite lucky that we got out of that unscathed. Like, bike's all right, body's all right. Like, that was...
It's a big jump.
It's a big jump to come up that short.
Yeah, it bounced you a long way.
Last year, I didn't jump it all practice, and I've come in and someone was like, why aren't you jumping it? And I'm like, did anyone jump it? And they're like, most people jumped it. And I'm like, fucking hell, all right, yeah, I have to do that in a race.
So I was like, people kept going to me every race, you're going to jump the triple, you're going to jump the triple. I was like, well, probably could. So then anyway, last race when I was proper having a go and like feeling it, did it, and then two corners later I crashed in the same corner where Conrad had crashed. It was like a super slippy left, which the rut, it was like rut and then nothing, yeah. And then rut at the end.
Before the waves?
Yeah, that left.
Yeah, I nearly crashed that it. And it's a bit off camera as well.
The slippiest corner on fucking planet Earth.
Did they have the gravel there as well? The gravel section?
There was gravel.
Down the hill.
There was gravel on the downhill. And then that takeoff's gravel.
Yeah, and then that whole next section was like gravel. Yeah, it was like edge drive.
No, it was like gravel to the jump. And then that next bit was like slate. It was like big bits of slate.
But last year it was like full gravel section. It was actually quite good. It got the roughest part of the track because it was so deep.
The track got good though. Like, if you'd have rode the next day or after, for the last race, the track was mint, to be fair. It was just a bit too wet to start off with. But like I say, it was good evening. I think everyone there seemed to enjoy it. A lot of people turned out, doing a lot of kids' faces. A
couple of tashes.
Good shit.
Was matey there with the mullet?
Yeah,
I was
the same guy from
with.
Your vlog.
He's funny, wasn't he? Yeah. Did he get a tash as well?
Of course he did.
I see you doing a tash in the Revo video.
Yeah. Yeah, someone asked me for a Billy Bolt tash. That little kid last year, you remember, long...
Yeah, I remember.
Long mullet.
He was getting him to shake his mullet.
Yeah, it's funny.
There's got to be a way to monetize drawing on kids' faces, I reckon. We need a little stick on tash in my pocket and it's quid a go.
Yeah, it'd be better. And then they wouldn't have to go to school with a tash on a Monday.
Someone messages saying, thank you for the picture of the kid or whatever. He's still got his tash on. This was the next morning because he wouldn't let us wash it off last night.
I reckon permanent marker getting a tash off has got to be pretty hard.
Yeah, it will. Fucking hell.
Brake cleaner will do it.
It's hard if you get it on your finger.
Bit of petrol.
Brake cleaner's a bit close to the nose, isn't it?
I had a couple of different mixed reviews on you. The camera bloke in Duro Media says, the most dangerous man I've ever laid eyes on a motocross track.
Yeah, that's an exaggeration. Like,
well, I'm just saying. And then I also messaged Dan Thornhill this morning because he put a video up and you was in the background. I put, how was Billy Bolt around that track? And he was really impressed with you. He said, the bike skill he has, he says, what a man, unbelievable. So mixed reviews. Mate, he seems to think it's dangerous.
The third race, I was held, that was the second last lap, they got past us. And I was fucking wounded. He passed us on the triple. I doubled and singled it super far right because I thought I'd just rather let him pass than get landed on for what it's worth. And then I clung on to them. And then I think it was the next corner, him and Koulos were battling. And then he also passed us. And then they got a bit argy-bargy, and I like clung on to them right until the end because I thought, because you couldn't really pass anyone. It got so one-liney, you had to. And it was so slippy on the inside. Even if you got alongside someone, it was that slick, you were guaranteed you were going to hit them. So there was a good chance these could both end up on the deck. So I managed to cling on to them like right to the checkered flag, which I was quite happy with. But
was it a good turnout?
I think so. I asked the organisers; they were happy with how many people were there. And, like,
yeah, I've seen that looked like a fair few people.
It was good.
Too much.
They're a very pictures. Good club, to be fair. From
yeah, they're really like the whole event's mega for like a Wednesday night race. I remember saying last year it'd be so nice to do more, have more of that in the UK with motocross because people go. It's just a nice atmosphere.
Good atmosphere when it don't really mean anything.
Yeah, just the riders sort of hang around the pits and chat a bit more often rather than sitting at everyone's camp. It just feels like a bit more just friendly. The only problem is at that race is the roost. I don't know whether it...
I was well prepared.
Last year...
I'd showed Ed me mods to my body armor just before.
Impressive. But last year, my teeth and that, I thought my teeth were just going to be gone.
Yeah, I didn't get teeth... But the air almost protect your teeth a bit better than...
Yeah, I don't know.
...than what you had on.
I remember it wasn't that enjoyable because of the roost. But hopefully they...
I think because it was so wet, the roost wasn't as bad.
Yeah, probably.
Also...
Last year, it was really dry.
Yeah, I've seen the video, like small shales. Yeah. Like small rocks hurts almost just as... Small stones hurt almost as bad. I remember
they do.
At Red Bull Knockout, there was like the whole beach is like little shells. And oh my God, that's the worst roost I've ever encountered in my life.
Wood chips bad and all. Today was bad. It's following little Bill on the roost.
Yeah, even Ironworks has got a lot of wood chip now, and the brief times I got banned someone on Monday, I was like, this is just fucking shit getting boosted, isn't it?
Do you want to tell us about your navigational error at your first race now?
I can do if you want. We're sticking with Billy. You might as well turn your mic off for a bit. You'll not be that interested.
Well, he was well interested. Kept asking me, what's happening? How's he getting on?
So we had first round of the Hard Enduro World Championship in Serbia.
Oh, you just reminded me.
What?
You're getting married. Not we haven't said congratulations.
Oh, yeah, that was... Why didn't you start?
I've completely forgot. Then you've just said Serbia. Congratulations, Bill.
Yeah. Well done, Bill.
Stag do. Where are we going?
Well overdue, wasn't it?
Bit weirdly.
Roxy's terms. Not in yours terms. You're still quite young.
I'm getting on. 26 or 25. How old am I?
I think 25.
26
in August.
I googled
it, I think, every week. Someone said how it's Billy, and I'm pretty sure I googled it. So you're 25.
You can Google a lot of stuff about him.
It says I'm worth 17 million. Is it what you looked at the other day?
17 million. It wouldn't surprise me. Not at all. The amount you fucking rob off people.
Fuck off.
Billy's network. He was actually, the age on that one was he was 32.
He said I was 32 and I'm worth 17
million. Well, maybe
million.
It knows something that you don't. And by the age of 32, you're going to have 17 million in your bank account. How good would that be?
That'd be all right, that.
Would you take that?
Yeah, but I don't have not much to change. I'd still just bum about.
No, you wouldn't.
Be nice to have, though.
Well, anyway, congratulations on getting engaged.
Thank you very much.
And you can continue with your story of how you got lost.
Serbia. Prologue went well. Won that, which is good because we get championship points for prologues these days. So that was good. First day. So then I chose to start third. Passed. Was a bit of confusion. They actually messed up one of the liaisons, so all of a sudden I was second on the road, and then all of a sudden there was like 10 riders all together. Anyway, stayed second and then left the service point in second, 2 minutes behind Manny, and then arrived to the finish, and yeah, he wasn't there. So it's actually a bit funny, really, because I got to the finish, thought, Manny wasn't even in sight. I thought, fucking hell, he's pulled some time on his, like, he's already done his interviews and he's gone. So I'm, in a bit of a mood. Everyone's going, well done, pretty happy. And I was thinking, everyone's a bit over-happy for the first day, finishing second, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So did my TV interviews, Manny must have rode well, haven't seen him all day, heard him once, blah, blah, blah. They must have been thinking, what the fuck's he on about? No one mentioned it to us, and I did all the TV interviews, and I said to the team manager, I was like, oh, how far ahead was Manny? He showed us, he had a time on his phone, he's like, oh, it's up to 6 minutes now, he's still not here. I was like, oh, I think we've got a problem.
Well, I haven't seen him on the track, so...
I haven't seen him. And then I hadn't had him as GPS in yet, so I zoomed out. And I'd seen straight away there was a bit of track that I'd missed.
Shit.
And I was like, oh, I just want to leave now. So then everyone's still... And then Manny arrived. As I'm zooming out of my GPS, Manny arrived 7 minutes later. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I said well done to him. I was like, I think something's gone wrong. He's like, yeah... He said, I heard you quite a bit, but I didn't see you. And I was like, I didn't see you either. So I quickly left and waited for what the penalty would be.
So you hand the GPS in and then they obviously check that you've missed the route.
But then also I seen on Eric, who's the clerk of the... I don't know his official title, but works for the championship. I seen on his Instagram story where he was watching in the afternoon was a rock section, which isn't that long. But I remember it pretty distinctively from last year and remembered it was in the first day last year and I knew that I hadn't done it that day. So I was like, ah, fuck. That makes sense.
You're listening for all the information here?
Yeah,
when you race next year.
I'm just texting my wife. Alf's got a vlog camera out apparently at home. Pink one. He says he just told the camera he had a crash.
Sounds like you.
That's
then.
That's like me when I put the camera out and go, I had a crash. He knows already.
I was going to do a Serbia debrief and explain all this, but I haven't got around to doing it, so I might as well do it now. So what actually happened was we had one tank point in the afternoon, and I put the fuel in. Basically, we have this fuel on the side of the road in a 5 litre water bottle. Put the 5 litres in, and it didn't fully fill my tank up. There was decent, probably four or five fingers from the tank being full. But obviously in a race, put the cap back on, set off. And I kept looking down at the tank thinking, that's not full. didn't know if it was going to be all right or not. And then I was actually fiddling with my GPS to see how many kilometres we'd done for the day, trying to work out if I'd have enough. And then eventually, after like four or five times at glancing down at my tank, I was like, ah, it'll be fine. I think there's only like 25Ks to the finish. Set off at a rate of knots, just kind of following the mark that I can see on the ground. And it turns out like 100 metres after the tank point, there was a split where pros turned right off the forest road and then all the other classes stayed straight on, which I was obviously either looking at my GPS or looking at my tank. I hadn't even seen the letters.
Missed the turning.
Like, they sent us a picture of the intersection. I wasn't arguing that it was my fault. I just wanted to know. So they sent us a picture of the letters and I don't even recall seeing them. So we were supposed to turn off right, do a loop, and then it rejoined the same forest road in literally 200 metres further on. So me setting off following the track on the ground, which is also the other class, so there's still tape. It's not like I'm in no man's land for hours. I literally followed the line flat out, and then 200 metres later, I'm back on my track anyway. So, like,
hard to judge where
GPS, you know, it would probably be in like a 5 second spell where I wasn't on my GPS line, and then I was back on my track anyway. So it was, it's definitely my fault, but it was quite an easy-ish mistake to make. And then
it's a hefty penalty, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the rule is the time you've gained plus 30 minutes is the penalty you get, which I'd gained 13 minutes on Manny.
Plus what did they do? Minutes. Take his time of that section? Then?
Yeah, so they took his time. I think because we'd been pretty much same checkpoint times all day, they just took it to what I'd gained on him just from them two checkpoints, which was 13 minutes. So, yeah, 43 minutes added on, which is a bit annoying, but here's what it is. The rules are there.
What's that points-wise now?
So that put us in 10th. I think 10th.
Yeah, you ended 11th. The weekend 10th, didn't you?
Yeah, but then, so then the second day, or the third day, sorry, I won, and then put us back into third. And then the last day, I had some more problems and lost like 2 hours.
What actually happened the last day? Bike problems.
Yeah, bike problems. And then eventually I got to service, like idled my way to service. So yeah, I lost a lot of time on the last day. Had a few more problems. Something wrong with the bike anyway. I lost a lot of time. Ended up having to stay at the service point for like 40 minutes just to make sure it was going to finish. Because by that time, obviously, a decent result was gone. But so I was 26th on the last day. But because of the way it all added together and time over the all 3 days, well, 4 days, because you get time from the prologue added on as well, it meant I was 10th overall, which was, I was quite happy with all things considered, and it definitely made persevering and arriving to the finish line.
If you hadn't have had the
2 hours behind everybody
issue
else.
Issue on the second day, you could have probably still got second, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think it would have been close. I think it would have been tight overall.
Are you reckon you could have still got second?
If I you went into gone the last one, day.
Last
I went
in, 2 days.
I went into the last. No, yeah, I could have. I went into the last day. I think 8 minutes behind Mario in second, and he set off 1 minute ahead of him, and I caught him up. So I was down. I was down to like 7 minutes ahead. I think it would have been difficult because there wasn't anything super super hard on the last day. To be fair, but I was pretty.
You could have had a third.
Podium was still on, but. Like, I was very, very happy with my riding, to be fair, because that kind of race doesn't really suit me that much. So I was pretty happy, all things considered. Bit annoying, but 10th still.
What is that? Because the points are quite weird, because I remember last year.
No, points are back to normal. It was only.
Oh, not last year's point system.
No, last year's was normal also.
The first year.
Only when it was Wes, you got mad points. Now it's back to.
Yeah, I know, but it's like five. It's like 10 from a win to second, isn't it? Or something quite big.
No, it's
five.
Normal. I think it's 25, 22, 20, 19.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, I remember thinking last year
maybe
it was something.
2017, 15, 13, 11.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty normal, but we get points from Prologue now also, which helped me because...
Yeah.
So even at Erzberg, you'll get points for the speed run.
You get points for the Prologue for... 3-2-1 for first, second, third. So I think I'm actually 9th overall when you add the prologue points in, which bit far behind, but there's only one round gone, so happy with my riding. We'll see what happens.
How many rounds is there this year?
Eight.
Oh, fuck. It's quite a long series.
Erzberg, Aberstone, Romania, Canada.
Are you actually going to do a bit of work for your money this year then?
Seven. What do you mean, bit work on money?
One year it was like four races, wasn't it?
Done 6 rounds of Super Enduro.
He's done a fucking lot more work than you've done this year.
I've fucking done arena cross, mate. Fuck, 6 rounds of that?
Yeah, across 4 weekends.
That's quite a lot.
He's sat on his bike more in that one event than you.
No, I've done a lot of practicing.
Did you fuck?
Did. Before my season. It's coming in hot. Been to fucking Belgium twice.
How'd your second trip go?
Bad. Wish I never went. Fucking awful trip.
That's a long way for 15
minutes. The whole
reason
I went there got cancelled as well, so that would have fucking made it even worse. Rub salt in the wounds that I brought home.
Is that your first day you were
Half hour after I crashed, I got a message saying, what you was meant to try, you're not now trying. So I'd gone all the way there, 2 days, drove out early in the morning, and then was on all fours with a mouthful of dust, with a peak off on the side of the track, trying to catch my breath for no reason. Second time I've been on all fours with no peak on my helmet, Bill, this year.
And don't these lot
almost
know about
retired
it.
On the spot.
There's a lot of peakless shit going on these days. Peaks are getting...
There's a lot of people saying that you're made of glass Tommy Wheat ribs.
That's not very nice, is it?
Stop being nasty to him.
No, I'm being...
But they want to know if you're racing Matterley.
Fucking hell, I don't know. It's another thing I'd like to do. I'd like to...
That's the last round.
Last year, I raced so many races, and I was real keen on racing. And had I felt like I did last year, just physical-wise, if that's a word, health-wise, I'll race them all, and hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll be back on full form, and then I can plan some of these races to do, because I would really like to do it, because I actually feel quite good on the bike. Even today, I feel better than I sort of felt all right on the bike, better than I had previously, because we made a few adjustments to the bike. And although I thought it was mega coming into the series, it was in some ways. When I raced, I sort of found out I need to improve some things. So we did that. And I just need to get back healthy, really, and then enjoy the races. But to say I'm going to do some races now and then not do it, I would like to have done World Supercross, at least the Birmingham round. Obviously, no other rounds, just the Birmingham one. And I felt real confident. But now... A little bit of confidence hit, a couple of crashes, and I need to get healthy.
Yeah, your season's not really got started, has it, really?
No, I need to get healthy before then saying I'd race the GP, because if the GP was next weekend...
If the GP's last, it's the last round, isn't it?
Yeah, because I've done not a lot of races up till now, I would like to do more, and then...
You need to get yourself fit for the Nations. Well, me and Bill will come on holiday again.
Right now, there's no point in talking to it, because that... it's not even in the picture, because the other British riders are riding well, but you never know... 4 months' time, I might be coming to my old form again.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to race... I'd obviously like to race Nations. Anyone would. I'd like to do the British GP if I feel good at that time. I'd also like to race a National now. There's not really many any riders left in it. It'd be quite cool to go out there.
Which one would you like to do?
Any, really. Redbud would be the best one, because I sort of know the track. We know the area.
Yeah,
it'd almost feel like...
Been there, done that.
Yeah, true, but we've done them all. Like, that one's quite good.
Bud's Creek, I reckon.
Southwick.
The easiest one and the best track for me would be Redbud, because I sort of know it. So you're no different to anyone else. You just turn up, you know the track.
Out now.
Yeah, but
we could go back and see if you pop the triple first lap, because it took you seven goes or seven.
Yeah, pop it first lap this time.
Yeah, that's what you told us before at the Nation.
No, I didn't. I'll do it. But it's a different run-up this year, actually, so I think everyone will jump it. It's almost harder now, because from the pictures I've seen, you'd have to time it. The one good thing about last year is you don't have to time it.
Mm. It's flat just out.
Flat out. A bit like that triple.
I was flat out the time I hit it.
The triple? Mm. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just flat out. You come out the corner, you know you've got it half sensible. You hit it flat out. A jump like that's harder if you actually have to time it a bit.
So me and Bill have watched a big jump this morning. Big jump.
Where?
Axel Hodges.
Yeah. Well, he does a lot of big jumps, doesn't he?
Yeah, we watched his vlog. He built one, and then Instagram, you don't really do it justice, whereas he keeps hitting it in his vlog, and me and Ed just went, fuck, it's fucking huge.
Fucking, I don't know why he wants to keep hitting
it. He hits the jump, and then he's like not mentioned what he's going to do, and then all of a sudden he goes, yeah, I want to do Superman to stop it off that. And me and Bill went,
huge.
Fucking hell.
Huge.
I mean, like that's this, big jump.
It's the
big.
Kicker, I just think, the first time he hit that to land there, that's a fucking scary
and they're steep
moment.
Downslopes. They're not even forgiving downslopes.
No, it was big.
Yeah, they
jump.
Do big jumps out there. I remember thinking, well, I've just watched it and just gone, wow. He done something the other day, sort of. He turned up and then he went across and then he turned back down and it was just massive and it's just like, wow, that's nuts what he's doing on a bike. Because when you're going that fast and that high, to do a turn up, the reaction it has on the bike, even to like turn down when you're going fast, it's like takes your bike one way, doesn't it?
Sketchy. Not for me, that, the old motor.
I would like to see, you'd like to go there, wouldn't you?
I'd do a bit there.
You do bits around there.
I'd do some heel clickers and some knack knacks.
Another thing, I see you do a heel clicker over that finish jump.
Yeah, do you know why it was so bad? The fucking weight of my boots from the fucking mud stuck to them. Jesus Christ.
No, it wasn't the heel clicker, it was the bike was going sideways at the same time.
It's a race takeoff. It's not fucking nice, is it?
Was it sideways? You nearly just jumped off the track.
No, it wasn't as bad as it looked, to be fair. The worst one over that jump was the very last race. I'd been battling. We're still battling. Lado tried to pass us in the last corner. And I just was that last corner. I didn't bother changing up for the jump. I was changing up coming out the corner just before the takeoff. And
you just left it.
I just left it. And it went in it like.
What, last lap, last race?
Yeah, last lap, last race. Just left it. And you know, like as you take off. And because I hadn't changed up a gear, like I got a bit of engine brake as I was taking off, and it just went
just to finish the day out.
What? Yeah.
What, just like thank you for a
last
great
lap,
evening's
finish
event.
Line jump, and I'm fucking.
What lap?
It was quite.
What did mate you say behind you was battling you? Nothing, just rode past. Just like fucking shook his head.
Good battle. Nah, he was like sick battle. Was, but we had a proper battle of death. Yeah. Rory.
Who was that?
Jones on two stroke, 250.
Rory
two
Jones.
Stroke. Yeah.
I think he might have been in one of my coaching days.
We had a. It's good. We had a fucking battle of death for like the well after. The crash on that long left. I just sat in his roost for the rest of the race, just going fucking.
I'd like to see you do some more motocross races because you'd only get better and better.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy them. I really enjoy them. I'm gonna go.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For Winnersburg next week, I'll go and ask for a load of.
No, I'll tell you what's a good
parts.
One. We did say that.
I will have had a good result, then I'll see. I'll ask for an engine.
What, a factory motocross engine?
I just bet one. That old bike I used to have was a beach race engine.
Yeah,
it was bad boy.
I tell you a race you could do that you've done before, the one that Mal you raced before, the two stroke.
I was also thinking I might get a 250 two stroke because then I can race an MX2.
Yeah, and it's a Red Bull sponsored event. Two stroke. What's it actually called? Red Bull.
Dave,
Selling.
Dave Willetts race,
Dave Willetts race is Selling. I done it last year.
Festival.
Generally,
two stroke festival.
Generally, one of the most enjoyable days racing.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. I did. The track wasn't that good, to be fair. I beat Nathan on them races. Was fuck.
No, the track was really good last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you walked it, you was on the Saturday night. I was like, whoa, a bit sketchy. And then when I rode it, I really got into it. Like, thoroughly enjoyed my day. Mm. So you should come race that one.
Bill's got a fair bit of racing to do this year.
No, but if it...
No, the races are quite spread out. Like, I've got
Dave's giving me a bit of money
and then it's
to
a month
it.
Until Aberstone, and then it's a month until Romania.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but no doubt you'll probably be doing a downhill mountain bike race or something stupid as well.
Yeah. plenty mountain biking this summer. I had a bad wrist all last year, didn't I? So I couldn't do any mountain biking.
How is it? Just no pain at all now?
Yeah, like if I push, I get a bit like there and there, I get some pain, but on a bike, I get none whatsoever.
That's good. So you're actually quite healthy at the minute on a bike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got a few whiplash symptoms from the collision into the back of them.
Someone's wrote on this
maybe
on the
just the left side
chat here that I'll be back riding before you.
No, I'm riding. I rode today.
Yeah, my back. Question's you're getting quite a bit of shit.
Go on, fire some off. Bill.
I know. I feel I deserve a bit of shit with the way things go. And I've had a good run the last 3 years. I forgot what it feels like when you get a bit of shit when you're injured.
Yeah, especially for you boys, getting an injury mid-season is just no good.
Yeah, because it really does get. I've tried this time not to get down about it because otherwise I end up being just aggro around the house because Sophie thinks I'm pissed off, which I am pissed off. And then I thought, don't. You're fucking 34 next week. You can't be running around the house pissed off for 3 weeks again. Just, I need to sort of.
Yeah, but it is frustrating. When it's your job and you can't do it as well as you want, it's very frustrating.
And it's not even frustrating for me. I feel like I'm letting other people down. That's the frustrating part. But it's all part of it, isn't it? When you look at it and you look at the big picture of it and you just think, fuck me injured, I'm going to miss a British Championship or an MX National. And then you just think, like, fucking hell, there's like 11 factory riders in America and GP riders, they're injured as well. That's more.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, is it? It's not great, but it's not the end of the world.
No. But I feel like I've been better this time, the second time I've done my ribs. It's only been 10 days.
Well, you've been very productive this time, haven't you? You've designed all your winter merch ready for Christmas and you've got everything all lined up. You've been.
Winter merch is done.
Yeah.
Are we going to release that for winter now then? Because I've not done summer. Winter merch is done.
You've got all your stuff sorted, all your, you know, Christmas gear ready to go. You've ordered it all. You've paid for it all. You've designed it yourself.
Has he done Christmas orders already?
No, he's not yet.
He wouldn't be far off, though. You start organising that stuff.
I've thought about it a bit.
It's another thing. When you're just doing shit, you don't want to release shit because you think, fucking hell, people aren't going to buy my stuff. I'm robbing around in fifth place. You feel like you feel down.
You two are going to cause me great grief already.
Why?
With the two hats that you've got on your head.
Huh?
The two hats that you two have chosen, chosen to wear is going to cause me grief.
Where'd give me this one at the house the other day?
Your socks out.
Knee
so
brace.
You might as well give us some all your kicks updates at once. Rattle them all off.
Knee brace socks, very tricky product to make, but nearly there. They will be probably 2 months away. The hats that you're both wearing are probably the one that Tommy's got on. Again, 2-3 months, and the one that Bill's got on could be 2-3 months, but why would anyone want to buy a bucket hat in winter? So might do that again come summer.
I like that one.
And then there's more. There's the sun boot.
That to the other to the boonies.
Well, the boonies, they're coming out literally in a couple of days. I'm just waiting for them to arrive.
Smaller, sort of. I don't know. He looks alright. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because different hats look right on different people, and I'd like
depends
to be
on the occasion as well. I like a boonie for walking a track.
Yeah, no burn on the neck and that.
Yeah, I'd like to put that on, but then I'd just look like Kevin and Perry and it's just a bad look. But I see it on him and thought, oh, I wear that. And then I just put it on and put it back on the shelf.
No, but there's plenty of stuff coming. Women's stuff's on the way as well. We're just waiting for that to be manufactured. And you've got some new stuff, haven't you, Bill, that's not released? It's
yeah,
in
I've
stock.
Got a couple of T-shirts. Which probably, I think I'm going to do one soon because one's white, so one's a bit summery.
Mm.
Is it two or three? There's two T-shirts and a kid's hoodie, I think, left.
Yeah, that's what I think's left.
Yeah, I think one of the T-shirts I'll do in the next couple of weeks. White one. You might have seen it. Oh, fuck, I was going to order one to wear one at some point in my Erzberg vlog and I forgot.
I could probably get one to you.
I need to
now that we use
stuff.
DHL.
Someone's another question about he wants a supplier in the Netherlands. About getting a keg supplier in Netherlands or Germany.
Yeah, we do already ship there. And
import tax is high as fuck.
Yeah, but do you know what? People think that's me.
Yeah, I know. Well, why don't you explain a bit? Like, because people go nuts. I get shouted at when people try to buy merch and they go,
import tax.
You're a fucking robbing bastard. You've charged me £17 for my T-shirt.
Yeah, it's a problem. What import tax is actually the government. It's actually nothing to do with me. And it's nothing to do with... It's just where you live. If I buy something from Europe... Now that we've left the EU, we're going to get taxed and vice versa. So when you kick off and say, fuck you, tax, I can't do anything about it. And two, when you ask can you send it and write for free on the gift label? Sorry, I can't do that either because that's breaking the law.
Can you send it for free?
You can say it's a gift or whatever, but
can they say it's a gift?
It doesn't always work.
I've tried to send shit to South Africa, like for my own use. That's my own shit to start off with, and the courier companies won't accept it.
No, it just don't wash, does it? Otherwise, everyone would say it's a gift the whole time. So
big job. Now we've left the EU, so it's not our fault.
Sorry. Yeah, the one thing what you could do is if you've got someone that you know that lives in the UK is send it to them and get them to bring it to you, I guess.
That's quite a lot of aggro.
Very much so. But any other questions, Bill?
Lot of MTB on here. I must have gained some mountain bike followers. It's because I fucking rip, that's why.
I really miss my mountain bike.
I was thinking that. I've been on my mountain bike a lot the last week because I just do tests on it. So I actually, this is what I do. No, I go out in the evening. Yeah, I do. I bunny hop around the garden. I've actually learned to wheelie. You've ever seen me do a wheelie on a mountain bike?
Never.
I would never. And I've started wheeling this week. So I'm...
You've started wheeling?
Yeah, I've started doing wheelies on the mountain bike. And then I've got this loop. I go down the canal. It's about 35 minutes. And I stand up the whole way. And I just test my ribs all the way. Bounce on the bike. I do wheelies. If someone followed me and then like got up behind me, they'd just be like, something wrong with this man. Like, I've got to stay away from him because... I'm jumping up and down on the bike. I'm trying to do bunny hops.
Do you aim for bumps and stuff?
Yeah, I seat bounce bumps. I seat bounce things. And then if it doesn't hurt, I like smile. And then when it hurts, I like want to fucking ghosty the bike into the stream. Really gets me down. But I've been doing a lot of mountain biking just down the canal.
You ready for some shredding?
Well, then when I was riding back home last night, because I'd done a little one last night. I actually done a little one this morning before riding to warm my ribs up. Done a 35-minute loop last night and a 35-minute loop this morning before riding because I thought, right, do that. That'll warm the ribs up. You can massage the ribs and then take the painkillers, bosh, and I'll be all right at the track. But I thought, mountain bike vlog. Haven't done one of those. And then I thought, because Ed was normally like the instigator of the mountain bike trips.
You tried one and you fucking cried all day, didn't you?
Yeah. No, it's still a good vlog though, isn't it?
Yeah, when he got cake and a fire to warm him up, he liked it. But
that was a good video, that. I think it's got some good views. But I would mountain bike again because what I also thought is where my shoulder's better at, like why I never done a wheelie before is because that pull on the handlebar is the one thing that hurts my shoulder. So I'd never bunny hop and I'd never do a wheelie. But now at Diffie, I reckon I could pull up on the takeoffs and I wouldn't end off of every jump now. Because last time I couldn't pull up. So I'd just go over everything and just end off everything.
Are you ready now?
Well, I just think I'd be all right. When you're ready,
I'm
ready.
Hurry up, Ed. I think I'm ready for a ride down the canal in a couple of weeks.
Come with me. It's good.
Yeah.
But I don't got a good loop.
Don't think I'm ready for downhill bike parks. Yeah.
No, I've got a mega loop. 35 minutes.
I just said to Bill a minute ago, I'm slightly nervous to ride a motorbike again, but we've both...
Nah, you are.
Well, I've got... There's someone here asked for the
that
mindset...
That just comes. That's
the
mental.
The mindset of returning from an injury. Mindset.
Well, that's what we said earlier. Once you get the first crash out of the way.
I seen to Ed, he sat on my bike and he's like, I wouldn't like to jump off this. And I'm like, I know exactly what you mean. Like, that's the... Worst part about being injured, you're like, you can't even imagine it. You feel like I could ride fine, but like the thought of bailing or jumping off or having any form of crash or like impact. I said, the first crash you have is like the best, the first crash you have, and then when it doesn't hurt, is like the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm fixed. I could do it again.
I can crash and I'm not worried. Again.
But I struggle when I've injured, just mentally even picturing myself on a bike. I'm just like, and I'll see someone do something, and I'll be like, "Ooh, if I done that now,
that's what I feel like now." I just get the thought of it.
What if I'm never the same again?
No, I don't think that.
And I go like, "What if I just can't do it anymore?" Proper stressy. Like,
no, I just see people do stuff, and I just see the impact where they've sat in. Like now, I'm just like, if they seat bounce something or a bump, I'll just be like, "Ooh, fucking hell, I wouldn't want to do that in a minute." Like I was at Blacksaw at the weekend. Someone's like, "Oh, do you wish you was out there?" And I'm like, I couldn't even picture myself riding out there because I know how hard every jump there is a big hole before it.
A big landing.
And I'm just like, I'd love to race if healthy, but current condition, no, I can't even picture myself being out there.
Yeah, it's, for you boys, it's fucking awful.
But for an injury, if you can't even picture yourself being on the bike, you're not ready to be on the bike.
Well, no, I'm 3 weeks into an ACL.
Well, that's what I mean.
I'm like, definitely not ready.
There'll be a time where you're like, I'm in an hour and like, oh, I can do it, but I wouldn't want to do this. Or I can ride the bike, but I wouldn't want to dab my foot. And then, but that's when you're getting closer to recovery.
I would actually say, on all my big injuries, I've actually waited longer than I was supposed to start riding, which is, I would...
Way better.
Which is... But doesn't I would say it wouldn't, you wouldn't expect me to do that, like judging off my personality and stuff.
No way. But when you rush back your wrist,
like when I broke my leg bad in 2019, I waited like a full month. The doctor said I could ride, and I went to South Africa for another month and didn't ride at all. And even with my wrist last time, I started to ride, but then I broke my finger, so I had another full month off. And in both times, I think it's made a big difference. Like if you can start, even if it's not riding, whatever you want to do after your injury, if you can do it like to as close to 100% as possible from the start, it's way better. Coming back at like 60%, picking up a load of bad habits because you're riding scared, you're riding tense, you're riding nervous of getting injured again, just wait. Honestly, like whatever you're trying to get back
for,
it's not worth
person,
it.
Just wait.
Wait another month, and then if you're 90-95% and good to go, then start from there.
But I'll definitely be waiting because my bike's currently for sale.
Is it?
Yeah, well, you're not in a rush anyway. I guess all the people are different. Like for a normal person, it's probably like to wait another month. That's not a big thing. But like, I guess for an athlete, that's more of a big thing.
Yeah, you boys are semi-expected to get back on it because you paid to do it.
But there's
a time and a place. If he was winning the world championship and he had one round left,
yeah, but then
obviously
that's
he'd ride
different.
Through it. But it's, I mean, there's a time... I've been at a point in my career where I could probably ride the bike now and get through a weekend, but it's like, fucking hell.
Well, by the time you've missed a couple of races...
You did do that.
Couple
you
no
did
difference.
That with a rib before when you tried to race on the factory cowie.
Yeah, I've done it a lot. I've done a fucking lot of riding injured throughout my career. It's not fun ever. And it feels the same now. That's what's weird, because I think...
Do you know what's worse about injuries is them smaller ones? Because it's not enough to go, I'm done.
And I tell someone... They're like, what's that? I'm like, yeah, and I just like, oh, fucking hell. I just sound like a twat here. And then if this is like you've done, like ACL, they're like, 6 months. You're like, yeah, 6 months. This one, like, you're racing. I'm like, love to, but don't know if I can.
Do you remember when you did your thumb, when you bent that back?
Oh, don't.
And then for about nearly a year, you was cutting little bits of foam and sticking it in every time you rode and fucking whinging.
One in factory KTM, I done my thumb in Qatar, then... tore the ligament on the inside.
Yeah, UCL ligament.
Yeah,
ligament.
It's like skier's thumb. I didn't even crash. I literally was coming through this roller section, hit a hole, bosh, thumb went back, rolled it on the bar, pulled the ligament off, went to Thailand to race the next GP because I couldn't hold on properly. Went over the jump, broke my back.
Big one.
Yeah, big one. And then my back healed, and when I started riding, fucking thumb still hurt.
I've seen Ben Watson say something about his thumb, and I just thought, oh.
Yeah, I thought that, but I think he's got away lightly with that.
Oh, really?
He's riding again, yeah.
Oh, right.
I was actually going to go see him when I was there last week, and then he seems happy, so luckily he's got away quite well with that, because it's not a good injury. Some injuries are different to others. You can get away riding some, and then...
Bill's nursing one at the minute.
What?
What?
Dirty great blister on his toe.
I've got a blister on my toe.
Yeah, see, that can be a bad, that bad
no,
injury.
Honestly,
I wouldn't be riding with that.
The yelp of pain.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I'll show you.
I tell you, your biggest injury you've had was probably your ingrown toenail, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know why that was the worst injury I have?
Because I kept flicking it.
You fucking smash your phone off of it.
Fucking punch your head clean in.
Yeah, no, so you Ed had an operation on that in the end after about 6 months, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because it was getting better, and then I had my feet up in your camper, and you got your phone and whacked it like that, made it five times worse.
Yeah, good fun that was, that for toenail.
Knob.
Someone said, can Jet go undefeated? Talk about that for a bit then.
Well, I suppose we can talk about the outdoors.
I tell you what, if you was a 250 rider, that's a tough class to be in.
I would way rather be. If I was a 250 rider, I'd just jump on a 450.
Race. I went to bed after the second.
It was.
I didn't watch the second 450 race, so I just said anyway.
No, that
250 class
with Jet. Good. He makes it look so easy.
Yeah, that's what I look like. I feel like when I ride motocross.
Well, different. You've got different styles.
Do you reckon? I thought it was quite similar. Fuck.
He's got effortless flow. You've got. Don't know, effort. You got effort. You're just missing the less and flow. You've just got effort. But you can still go fast. I don't reckon he'd have beat you around Raider.
No, I different think probably would have. Havrig in 2019, though, different story.
Nah, because I beat you, so he would have definitely beat you. But I reckon he'd not been far off.
He's had a nice start to his 450 career, hasn't he?
He's just a nice start to career in general, I'd have thought.
Well, no, but like when you just turn 450, whole shot two motos and just don't get past, just check out.
Yeah, but everything's perfect. The start was just, I watched it, it's just perfect. Just fucking straight out the gate, like an arrow, two bike lengths on everyone else. But it's just nice. I don't know. Well, you sort of, that's just everyone's dream of how to ride a bike, isn't it? And then somehow he's perfected it. And then you got Hunter doing the same thing, basically.
He had to do a bit of grafting.
I didn't watch the second race.
Second race, I didn't watch either, but I think he was all right. But the first race, he had to do a bit of graft.
It is a strange lineup watching that now compared to before. Obviously, it's good for some riders because they're getting results, isn't it? Nice for privateers to actually have some good results, earn a bit of money.
Jose Boutron.
Exactly, yeah. Jose Boutron. He's a good, like, sound.
Another fella that was seventh.
Boutron was eighth.
Yeah, but there's another...
He's my age.
Yeah, I know.
Boutron's the whole shot, man. I'm surprised he didn't whole shot.
I think the whole shot days are gone.
There was another guy...
Did we begin with S?
L.
Lepuccio.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's a different one. I know who you're talking about. You don't really hear of him in Supercross. He's Italian. I think he races out there.
He was seventh.
Yeah, but I've done every race designations.
There was, if you kept looking down, there was many off-road races in the 450 class.
Yeah. Is
there? Yeah.
Dante Oliveira, Redondi, Ryan Surratt.
Good. That's, fuck it. It's just mad how many people are injured. But I was thinking, with that, where they're doing that world, the Super Motocross series.
Mm-hmm.
Dean sent me the list of prize money.
You get
that.
25 grand for last.
Yeah, for eighth place, $100,000. That's fucking good going.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dean will qualify anyway because of his Supercross points. And then a lot of the people that are racing outdoors are obviously already in front of him because it's the same.
Yeah,
it's not like 20 riders from there, 20 riders there. They're the same riders. And then the points reset. So it'd be quite.
And it's
the problem
points
is,
and then double points and then triple points.
Yeah, because I was thinking someone from Europe could go out there, like Boutron, get a load of apes. He's then qualified for the Super Motocross. Then the only problem you got is they're like Supercross tracks.
Mm.
Because then if he got like an eighth in that, you're 100 grand.
Must get you out there.
That's good money. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things I want to do, but I just... It's just, mate, I don't know. I just...
A very prominent question in the chats that I put on the internet, on the story, sorry, was... Are you racing next year?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
not going out like this.
No, I'm not going out like this.
He's not quitting.
I'm not. There's no quitting.
He's not fucking
me.
Leaving.
I'm not. I'm not ready. I'm not fucking leaving. I feel I've got more to give. No, I do. The problem is, I do really love
a lot
it.
Of people have asked me, and I said honestly, I don't know, but I can. I actually said the same thing. I said I can't imagine he's going to want to give it up with the year he's had.
You milk it for another year, won't it?
No, just,
you're cashing in.
It's not even that. I just generally quite enjoy it. Like I was last week before I crashed, I was loving it. I couldn't wait to get to track. Was so happy to be back, like feeling good from my first crash, and then. I just really like it at the minute. Probably not like the most I've ever liked it, but the days I have at the track, that's a good day. Like I really appreciate it now. And I really enjoyed Arena Cross. And then what would I do if I wasn't racing every weekend? Like I still enjoy that. Gives me a purpose to wake up,
you'd
train.
You'd be flat out. You'd be...
Gives me a purpose.
You'd be doing your graphic design.
No, it does. Obviously, you've got the family at home and stuff, but I'm happier when I'm having a good... When I'm riding the bike.
Oh, you got to word that carefully.
No, just in general, like
yeah,
everyone has like
I'd be a
thing.
Bad human to be around if I didn't ride a motorbike. To be
yeah,
fair.
Everyone has something. Wake up! I'm sort of, I need stuff to do. I need like a goal. If I sit at home for a couple of hours in the morning, and it's 10 o'clock and I've not done anything. I feel so useless. Mm. I'm like, fucking hell, what a useless man I am sat here with nothing to do. I almost feel like I've got to book a training day or call someone. So. Motocross gives me that purpose. Obviously, down the line, I'm going to have to find a new purpose. Like, not as if like a purpose to fucking live, but...
No,
a goal.
Your new purpose will be getting Alf. ready.
Yeah, getting Alf ready.
65
but
at the
would
track.
Give me a thing to do, like help him. I know it sounds silly, but I'm not fussed if he races or not, but I think it would give... You just need something, don't you? Everyone needs something to have a goal, wake up to. Like, you wake up, do physio, and then keks all day. But it does. Like, your day is right. I need to do that, do my exercises. I've got a load of stuff to do on keks. When you've done what you've planned out, you do. You're happy with your day. Like, yeah, fucking good day.
I agree, yeah.
He wants to do what... Fucking ride enduro, get better, do things.
Now, his day starts with, fucking hell, what should I do today? I've just watched him unpack a camper and try and pack and then take tyres off bikes. And he said it's taken its toll on him.
No, but you don't have, like, structure to your life, as in, like, you always obviously have a goal and you ride, but you don't structure your day. Like, you don't feel that you need to get up and do a run or something, do you?
Which to a certain extent.
For an athlete of your level,
yeah, that's
you go
true.
About ways very different to most.
Yeah, to a certain extent, but I have to be productive, otherwise I'd, like, if I feel like I've done a full day without any productivity, then I get...
I think you're the other way. I think you do way too much. Not way too much, but you do a lot. Sometimes you ride, mountain bike, trials, fucking everything.
No. You can do it all in one day.
Yeah, he does it all in one day.
And then drive to Scotland and back. And then book a couple of flights at the wrong days. And
nah,
then
I do too much. I'm not going to deny I do too much. But at the same time, like...
That's what you like.
There probably would be a better balance, but then I also get, like, if I feel like I'm missing out on something good, then that also winds us up. Like, if I'm sat in Andorra, sat in Spain, and it's raining, and I see everybody's riding in England, like, I'm punching a hole in the wall. Like, don't matter, I can go to the gym, I can train, I can be as productive as physically possible, but I see somebody else's...
Oh, so you've got a bit of FOMO.
Yeah, I get bad FOMO. Like, if I see the tracks here look good, and I'm... sat somewhere
we've had a bit
raining.
Of rain and everyone's got some nice rain tracks.
Fucking not happy, like Roxy knows, like, okay, we'll just not talk to him today. Like, tempt to go and play on his PlayStation or something just to, like, occupy him. Otherwise, I'll just sit on the sofa and shake.
Yeah, but I feel like you, mentality-wise, as a rider, like, I sort of need to train. I need to feel quite good on a bike. Whereas you, I feel like you can go, right, I'm going to do 2 days there and then, fuck, I'm good to go. Or do you feel like you need to...
Yeah, no, like, time, different, go through spells, whatever.
Different stuff. Super enduro, I'd say, is more like...
Yeah, super enduro, I'm a lot more... And I can, because...
I feel
also,
like you can do laps.
Yeah, but that, yeah, exactly, you can do laps.
And it's way easier. And, like, also, I need to be in Spain because the weather's good. That's where the track is. Like, it is a lot easier. I have somewhat of a structure, but then again... I'll see that the flat track's open and I'll go on my flat track for the day instead.
You always do, even if it's late in the evening, you put the effort in.
Yeah, no, no. And even here, like, that's when I'm in this country, like, I rode until 9 last night and I felt good. I was going to stay and ride again today, but I was happy. If I'm happy, like, even if I've some weeks.
Do you structure your rides like last night? Do you think, right, this hill 10 times? No, or do you just think? Oh,
no,
just...
yesterday I rode twice. I rode in the afternoon because I had some exhausts to test. I did that for, like, probably 2 hours and made a smallish lap so I could test some exhaust back to back. And then on the night time, I just kind of went cruising.
Then you just had a break? Got changed?
No, yeah, parked somewhere else and then rode somewhere else in the afternoon, in the night time.
Ah. What, just had some dinner and then thought, right, I have another go.
Look how baffled.
Yeah, see, I remember you riding with me and doing a couple of 30s up there and then me seeing you at, like, 9 o'clock on Instagram just... on a hill, and I just thought, fucking hell, what's he doing?
Yeah, I just like riding, innit?
Yeah, that's what I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, but to be fair, your races can go on for hours and hours.
That's the thing, that's also the thing, my races are so unstructured.
Yeah.
I feel like if I focus too much on, right, I need to ride 3 times this week for 2 hours every time, all of a sudden it rains, and then the day that's scheduled to be 4 hours becomes 7 hours. And, like, if you're so focused on this, that's why I think for my sport it is better to have that versatility. Like, if I'm happy, as long as I'm, like, mentally happy with my riding, or if I feel like something needs to be improved, then I'll go and focus on that and I'll do a lot more of that. Like the other week, for example, we got on the new bike. I felt good. 2 weeks before Serbia, like, no, 3 weeks before Serbia, I did some testing, felt really good, thought, like, happy with the progress, happy with how the bike feels, mint. came back, went to Italy the next week, rode with Manny, and it was wet. And the two times I'd been testing was really dry. And I was so fucking bad. Like, if it was a race, you'd beat us by like 2 hours.
And that made you angry?
Well, no, I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, this is very good.
But then you went back the next week and thought, right, I need
to. So then that night I phoned the team manager and I was like, I need to do another day of suspension testing. Like, I've gone completely the wrong direction here. Blah, blah, blah. So then the team were very good. Like, everyone was like, yeah, that's fine. Did 2 days the week before Serbia. But I knew, like, I didn't ride that much, but I knew I had that test coming in. I knew what specifically what I wanted to focus on. Like, my bike in England was completely different anyway, but at least I did two days in England, just changing stuff just to see how it felt, knowing it wouldn't be better. Like, what I was going to do at the suspension test was ultimately what I was going to use, but I wanted to just do 2 days, like, trying anything just to understand how changes affected the new bike. But then I had the 2 days planned for Serbia, knowing like that was pretty important to get a good setup, and it worked.
But now you're happy.
And I'm very happy now, to be fair.
Prefer it to the old bike, yeah.
I actually do now. Like, I'd struggle more climbing hills and like long uphills, kind of switchbacky, just long mountain, riding up the side of mountains basically is what
do
I used
to. Do you rev it as much as the old bike?
Nah, probably not as much.
Because you rev the bike a lot compared to like. Just from my perspective, Manny will go up a hill. We don't seem to rev it as much.
It's fucking 40 kilograms less.
Oh, yeah, that is true, yeah. Yeah, I didn't realise
not that,
that.
Much,
yeah,
if you but went not like, far off.
If you was the same revs, the bike wouldn't...
Yeah, that's also know. Why I was doing some thinking as well. Like, I think he's got as big a window where I feel like... not specifically him, but smaller people have a bigger window where the bike's going to work, I feel like. Whereas when you're bigger, because... You're relying so much the suspension to hold you up because there's so much more weight. I feel like the window of where it's good is actually quite a bit smaller, which I realized the other week, which is why I kind of changed how. Usually, I don't really care that much about my suspension setting as long as it's somewhere near. Whereas I've started to be a bit more precise lately, and it's definitely helping. But yeah, the new bike, I struggle a bit more in streams and like a bit more feeling in streams. I don't feel like I ride rivers as good, but that's probably one of my strong areas anyway, so I can compensate that pretty well. But I climb hills and do like long hills so much better, which is a big improvement, which is, I think, one of the reasons why.
That's where you can lose a lot of time at your
exactly,
races.
You lose so much more time, whereas streams, I feel like I was... one of the better riders anyway, so...
But you're not going to get stuck in a stream.
I do... A lot, I've realised, and like pretty soon, I realised like I struggle a little bit more, and I've kind of got to think about my line choice a little bit differently, like not try as ambitious lines. But like I said, I'm still pretty even with Manny and some of the other guys, whereas before that was an advantage. But for how much I've improved on some other areas, I do actually prefer the new bike. I'm pretty happy with it. And like, even now, when I first got on the new motocross bike, which is just bone stock, I was a bit like struggling to feel anywhere near like normal on this. Whereas I've got used to it now to the point where like I actually enjoy riding that bike as well now too. So I'm happy. Good shit.
It's different when a new bike comes out, because yeah, sometimes first time you're like, wow, that's amazing. And then when you actually get to a race situation, you're a bit like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, like in some ways I'm so pleased I did that week in Italy 2 weeks before Serbia and it rained, because... I was just like, oh, God.
You're going to be going through all this again come Super Enduro season, because you didn't ride the 24 bar, did you?
I've got a base on the new bike now as well. Yeah. Like, I know how it reacts. I know. Yeah.
But the season just gone, you rode the 23 bike.
Yeah, but my Super Enduro bike hadn't changed in 3 years, to be fair. But, yeah, I'm pushing. I want to get on a four-stroke Enduro bike of the new model as soon as possible, just because the engine's different and the frame's different. So I want to actually just do some time on it.
Well, not even necessarily if it's not super testing enduro.
Or riding super enduro, just riding a new four-stroke just to know how it feels. So I'm going to try and get one of them in between Esberg and Aberstoney. I asked yesterday to try and get one of them built as soon as possible.
450 or 350?
I think 350, just so it's similar to super enduro setup. And then, like I say... It's good. It is a very, very, very big difference, though. Like, it does need time. an adaption period because it is so different. But I'm generally really happy with it now, and I think it's positives far outweigh the negatives, in my opinion, of the Switch. So good, happy.
That's good, Bill. Kawasaki 450. That's got a new bike next year. I'm quite excited for that.
Oh, completely new.
Excited for that, are you? February's staying on Kawi, are you?
Is that?
Well, I expect so. Yeah, I haven't done nothing. No, I've done nothing. I don't even have contracts these days. Just fucking just cheers, mate. Cut the lights. Go on, crack on.
But there no, you
but
go.
I was in last week when I went to Holland. I went to Ice One Workshop after the KRT one. That's a nice place. Really should have got the camera out there. If I go back again, I will get the camera out because that's pretty special. In that
I don't
workshop.
Think they'll let you film
it. No, I don't know. They've done someone before.
They didn't let you film the bloody starting the bike up here.
No, but now it's completely the bike. You can show that now.
Oh, right.
That was a secret before.
Oh.
I think I was borderline because they let me down, or not let me down. They was trying to help me with something, and then it didn't happen. I probably could have persuaded him to let me do it because he was like being my mate, but that workshop is unbelievable. Like, really unbelievable. It's got the Formula One car in there. It's got...
I'll come for a trip next time.
Oh, yeah, that's worth seeing because it really is something special. But I'm sure someone else has videoed it before on a on something and just showed you, like, a tour of the workshop. So it would have been quite cool. I thought that's... It was just... The things that they've got for a motocross team, you almost think it should be, like, 10 riders because to have two riders working out there... They had their complete...
They didn't have a 250 rider,
CNC
rider,
machines. They had like £1 million CNC machine they just used for their own. They're like, no, we build whatever we want. And they have a bloke that's working that they got from somewhere that mate was telling me how good he is, that they just have him designing stuff and then he sends the designs to Japan and they say, yeah.
You see that machine you've seen? At the Red Bull Formula One factory, there's about 50 of them in a line.
Yeah, I can imagine in Formula One, but this there's no other motocross team that got this machine. Yeah,
they're mad machines.
And a bloke full time making it, all the parts, like it's bonkers. They make all their own titanium bolts through these machines. They don't just go and buy them; they just make them themselves.
Factory kid,
pardon? Yeah, factory kid, factory box kid. What would like it in there? He'd go, this fucking proper factory kid. That's coming soon and all. He keeps... Wob texts me saying the bike's ready. He's just waiting on
graphics. Oh, two-stroke. Well, and I've so he's obviously waiting on you then. Backyard Designs.
Yeah, he's waiting on me. So all I need to... Well, I've ordered the graphics, so they should be here this week, and that'd be quite nice to ride that. I need to go to Mel's, really, and then ride him... I need to ride against his Honda to see if I'm competitive.
Yeah, you do. Well, I'll come for a trip.
When is that race? August?
August bank holiday weekend.
Well, that's too far in advance for me to think about.
I'm actually, if my bike's competitive, that's a really good weekend.
You're up for it?
Well, just good fun, like in general. But if you've got a slow bike, it's not fun. Zach Osborne last year, I mean, his bike was really trick. Like, it was one of the old factory Huskies. And he's quite small, but it didn't quite have the power of, like, Mel's. I think Mel's got a big bore on his. But
we're just putting if you're underpowered up them hills. Is Mel still riding a Honda this year, even though he's...
Yeah, no, even though he's factory Kawasaki,
even though he's back in with...
Even though he's pulled us out of the shit a little bit, hasn't he?
Mel's a good lad. He's funny.
Well,
he just does what he's told, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he enjoys it as well. Nick just sort of eggs him on a little bit. I feel like he don't really want to do it, but we're all there. And he's like, well, I can't let him down now.
He texts me quite a lot out of the group chat. Was like, fucking, I don't really want to be racing, do I? I'm
that's
like,
what he says.
And I said to Mel, I'm like, why not, mate? He's like, wow, just had a bad crash, injuries and all that. And I says, well, you're only going to get older. There'll be a time when you can't race, so you might as well have a go. And he's like, I think you're right.
Now he's coming round to it. He's like, it's good, isn't it? It's a good weekend. He's like, but the problem I've got is I've done 4 days this week dedicated to this, and I've drove over 1,000 miles. And he's like, it's just getting a bit much, really, considering I didn't really want to do it. And I was like, well, you just got to live in the moment, mate. Just carry on.
Yeah, you do. You get into it, don't you?
But he... It's mega. They're like the team atmosphere is mega in the little team with Bill, Mel. Obviously, we've got Dylan. He's out injured, but then Nick comes and GT sign. It's just like good vibe. So having them on board this year has made it that little bit better.
I reckon I'll be back ready for vlog life at Hawkstone.
Hawkstone. Well, that's my next.
I don't think I'll be going up the hill, like, but
no, I won't go up the hill.
It's not a seat at the top of the hill anyway.
We've got a weekend off next year. Not next year. Sorry, we've got a weekend off, and then it's Hawkstone. So you should be ready and I should be ready. I would ideally need to ride in a sand, but I'm not fucking going back to Holland. I reckon that's the last time I ride in Holland.
No, come, we'll go for a laugh. I'll come with you this time. I'll come with you this time.
No, honestly, I think that's... wasn't a fun trip.
Yeah, we'll go and find Jeffrey. He went down well in your last video. They liked him.
No, he actually was on good form in that. Maybe if we go over there...
He still hasn't posted on the Instagram page yet. The amount of pants and socks I give him, he's not tagged it yet.
No, he will when he's all right.
Yeah.
That'd be a good trip. We went up there. It was just so dusty and shithole. The day I crashed was fucking awful. The track was pure dust. I've just gone over the handlebars. I've looked like a bit into a pack of protein powder. I'm just coughing at the side of the track. And I just thought, what the fuck am I doing? We've been driving since 5 a.m. to get here on this track just to ride around. I said to Mel the other day, I could have just gone Preston Docks. 3 hours.
Yeah, closer to come home.
And better, way better track. Like, Preston Docks is very
good. I've not been at that bottom. I've seen the videos, I can't comprehend it.
No, you can't. Like, it's a different facility.
It's mad.
When I was seeing the pictures, I was like, where's this track? It's like, same track. I'm like, can't be.
The little fucking twiddly one in between the trees.
There's no trees.
It's mad. And it's wide as fuck.
I've got one final thing then that I want you to do. I want you to describe Billy Stag do.
Oh, I wouldn't fucking have any idea.
Oh, surely you got an idea. It'll involve fucking petrol, rockets,
paintball guns, fireworks.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like mine. Like, complete different thing.
What they're called? Just some form of banger engines, cars to smash into each
revving,
other.
Fireworks, yeah. Paintball guns, just...
A campsite of a motocross of nations.
Yeah, something along the lines of that, yeah. Beer, loads of beer
I
and
actually
just...
got quite a few of them questions, to be fair, so they're just...
Just mad stuff. Just
fire, like, explosions, paintball guns, fireworks.
You could have it. Why don't you have an area at the fucking Ernay? And this is just Bill Stag do, like a party of yours in the middle of Ernay Nation. And it's your idea. Mini bike race, and it's your fireworks, and it's your engine you're revving up.
Actually a really good idea.
That'd be sick. But when's the wedding? You haven't got a date or nothing?
I think we have.
Oh, yeah, but you don't want to say the date now.
No, I'm not. We haven't booked any, like, nothing's booked, but the potential, that's probably a bit early.
Yeah, like, and a section of Bill Stag do. Red Bull to set it all up and that'd be fucking mad.
It would be funny. It's definitely going to involve something along the lines of that.
Oh, there'd be fire?
Yeah. Out carnage.
I just thought the other day, just think how good it would be. You just take it in turns to ride around the pit bike track. Everyone else has paintball guns and you just fire at them.
Yeah, see, I don't think that.
Do you know who would really enjoy your sort of stag do?
Jake Nichols.
He would be.
I was just thinking.
He'd probably host it at his house and say,
yeah,
"Come to
just book that in. We'll do it."
Ask him.
We'll have a warm up stag do.
Can I have my stag do at your house, Jake? He'd just go, "Yeah, fucking. What do you want? Yeah, of course you can."
That'd be right up his street. He'd probably get the digger out
just
a week
before.
Just throw
trials bags at each other's heads and
it's
stuff.
Everything. He does it every year on Christmas Eve. You could maybe have a Christmas Eve party stag do. Jake's.
Cold, don't it? I don't like being cold that much.
Summer evening you sort of need up there. That's the perfect place for your stag
do. Summer evening, just firing warming candles at each other.
Yeah, he'd love that. Naked. He'd probably do it naked. That's probably not your scene.
No, I'm not that bothered about nudity, but if someone wants to get cracked.
Jake likes that though. He'd be naked at your stag do if it was at his house.
Yeah.
That would be, there's no better place. So Jake,
that's booked then.
Yeah, that's booked.
Even if
there's
you have
jet skis
two.
There as well, isn't there?
Have two. Yeah. Have two stag do's.
Pinballs and
one.
Jet skis I think would be a good mix.
Right. Well, we'll ask.
Summer
is when it gets really sore, you could just dive in the water to hide.
Yeah, now you've got everything.
I feel sort of like your stag do needs to be
and you've got
like the
Kex
Olympics, but not involving bikes, only involving rockets.
I bet in his pay-per-view, we could live stream it as well.
Yeah.
That's a really good place to do it. And this, you can go out there in the town after a little bit. Or you don't really want to go out in the town.
Well, I don't need to. Just get pass out in the field.
Yeah. He would just want to go to like the bit next to the town.
Yeah, just the field.
Or the car park at the pub. Let's go to the pub, but not go in the pub. Just go in the car park.
He's like, right, we're going to go now. We're going to go into town. He's like, nah. Like, nah. He's like, nah, come on, we're going to go. Like, everyone's sort of headed out this mess here where we're in this mud puddle.
I said to Roxy the other week, I was like, oh, congratulations, rah, rah, stag do. And she's like, yeah, just no strippers. I'm like, I don't think you need to worry about strippers. That's not up his street. He's not worried about strippers.
Fire, rockets, way better.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to that already.
Yeah, that's a great end. Great ending. Stay tuned for more on that.
Hopefully my ribs are all right.
All right, we'll catch you in another 4 months,
yeah,
probably.
A few months, probably.
Bill will probably be married by the next time we come on in. See you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.